Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Advent Prayer for Hope by Emma Dancy. Isaiah 9 verse 6 says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Advent is a time of year celebrated in the preparation for Jesus' birth. It is the last four Sundays, which lead to December 25th. As a four-part series, we will pray through the meaning of each candle as we prepare our own hearts for Christmas. Actual Advent goes from Sunday, November 27th through December 24th this year. For more information about Advent, you can visit Christianity.com. Justin Holcomb shares this: "The more common Advent candle tradition, however, involves four candles. A new candle is lit on each of the four Sundays before Christmas. Each candle represents something different. Although traditions vary, the four candles traditionally represent hope, faith, joy, and peace. Today, as we pray through the first candle, hope, may we be reminded of the fulfilled promise of Jesus as the Messiah, long awaited by the people of God. Let's pray. Our great Messiah, thank you for being the fulfillment of the promise of eternal life to come. Thank you that you came down to this earth to die for our sins. Jesus, please help us to reflect on your faithfulness through and through. You give hope to this dark world, and you show us how to live with eternal perspective. Help us today and this week not to live with worldly eyes, but to see through spiritual eyes and know that you are over all and working everything out according to your purposes. God, you humbled yourself to come here and live the life that I could not live. Thank you for standing in my place and taking away my sins. Help me not to go a day without being thankful for that. Lord, I confess areas in my life where I feel hopeless or doubtful for you to work. Would you please remind me that just as you have worked in the past throughout the Bible, that you are still working today? Remind me that the hope that comes from you does not disappoint. Help me feel confident to trust in the one who never fails. Lord, you say in Romans 5 verse 5, "And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us." You have given us as believers the gift of your Spirit in us. Hoping in you will not disappoint us. Thank you for your overflowing love. As we look at the world around us, everything is falling apart. Sin is rampant. Lives are broken. People are confused, and the enemy appears to be winning in so many ways. Remind us how you have already won the battle, and that your name and your word prevail and are living and active. Please change hearts, redirect lives, and heal what has been broken. Where there is distrust and doubts, replace them with faith and hope. As we all come into this season of Christmas with different experiences and various kinds of years, would you meet us where we are? Would you please show us your glory and draw near to us as we draw near to you? We pray over those in our lives who need extra hope right now. Give us the words to say and prayers to pray over them and with them so that they would know the freedom and the joy that they can have in you. Whether it be grief, loneliness, anxiety, depression, illness, etc., we ask for discernment how to love them and point them to your hope this Christmas season. God, we pray that we are passing on this joyous hope to the next generation. You say in Psalm 145:4, one generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Help us to declare this hope that we have because of what you have done, Jesus. If we are ever tempted to hold it back, move in us to act and to share this hope that we have. You say in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that we have. May we not neglect telling those younger than us and encouraging them in faith. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.